So we're digital leaders in the basement of Beers, or the organisation formerly known as DTI, in SW1. I'm talking to Philip Blond. Philip, we're here to talk about digital leadership in the big society today. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think sort of, as it were, digital leadership is a necessary but not sufficient condition of what the big society is trying to bring about. And I think what's really interesting about modern technology is almost after the post-war, it had a hugely atomizing effect. It separated human beings from human beings. What I think is very interesting about the last 10 to 15 years is it's actually started to go the other way. It started to become pro-social, what with social media et al. And I think together with other developments in technology, it's actually allowed new forms of association to be possible. By itself, it won't engender the necessary forms of solution. But as I say, it's a vital building block. So I think sort of, as it were, the agenda for the future is creating, if you will, a type of social infrastructure that can be utilised to deliver the sort of society we all want.
The Prime Minister's public service speech yesterday didn't feature digital to a great extent. There was something on publishing information and open data. How do you think it fits into the modern vision for public services?
Well, I largely agree with the NHS reforms because I think everybody sort of has been saying for many years, many decades, that one of the prime drivers of cost and bureaucracy in the system is clinical judgment ran at 90 degrees to budgetary management. So the fact that really these reforms are just aligning them, so the potential for genuinely getting more for less is real. And what I think they will need to do and GPs will need to do is have new modern forms of commissioning that will enable them to escape the old bureaucratic models of the past. Because what everybody kind of needs to get in the sense of the future is really about sorting demand, responding to demand more effectively, and thereby decreasing the wrong sort of pressure on the state and on services.
So we know a lot of people who run little local websites around the country that engage sometimes hundreds or thousands of people in their community. Yeah. But we very rarely see GPs or public service providers in them. There's a huge challenge for GP engagement at a grassroots level. Do you think digital media can help with that?
I think that's a very astute point, and I think you make it very well. What we have yet to see in this country is a way of massing the micro in an effective way for the genuine productivity gains and demand gains that really are there to be had. And I think what perhaps we might discuss today is how we do that. And I don't want to, you know, in this conversation say I have the answer because I don't, but I know what the answer looks like, and I'm sure colleagues here also do. So what we might do, and what I'm hoping for from today, is some sense of how we can organise that, how we can make that answer occur.
We're seeing a few digital innovations in that space. So there's patient opinion, a service that amalgamates individual customers' views on the NHS, in fact, overwhelmingly positive. Yesterday, a service called My Police launched in Scotland, run by two young women there, to get people's views on policing. We've seen the corporate sector, GetSatisfaction.com, amassing huge amounts of consumer views. But elsewhere around government, there's very little of this coming from the centre and the top down. Do you think there's a role for... Do you see those kinds of services having a role in the future?
Yes, I do, and I think you're right that there's very little. What we actually need is the vision. And in all things, politics requires the vision, and one of the things I'm hoping for from today is to form that vision. What we need to do now is say what could happen. We need to be a little sort of ahead of the curve and say this is how it could be. And if once you create this is how it could be, you can go to politicians and then say, look, don't you want to realise this? And then we can get that traction that you quite rightly say is currently absent.
Thank you very much.
Real pleasure. Thank you.